Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com. Some breaking news here on this Tuesday afternoon. Starting cornerback Terrence Brooks announced earlier he plans to enter the transfer portal. We had seen some portal departures from the Longhorns throughout this window, even throughout the most recent winter window, but they had avoided losing starters for the most part until Brooks decided today that he was going to enter the portal. Was going to be a third-year guy, the field corner, but Eric, the portal has finally come calling for someone who is in the starting 11 on the defense.
Yeah, it was a matter of time before they lost who I think is a pretty good starter. But, you know, it's not an indictment on the player, I don't think, not an indictment on the coaching staff. It's just a mutual parting of ways. Wish him luck. I'm sure he's going to end up in a very good spot, maybe a spot with where he fits the scheme a little bit better. They could play to his strengths, and Texas will be fine too. I don't think this would have happened if Texas was all in on content on keeping him. So we'll see what they do from here.
At this juncture, you know, he was a starter. Started what you tallied 16 starts, I think, and he had started at the tail end of his freshman year. Took over that spot for the most part last year, and had held on to it most part. But now at this juncture, you had reported that Gavin Holmes had a solid spring. Obviously, Manny Muhammad drew a significant amount of praise. But, you know, thinking about what's left in that cornerback room, Holmes gave Texas a little bit more, I guess, optimism in what he could provide on the field this spring, correct?
Yeah, I mean, last we saw him, he was getting beat by Bond over the top. But, yeah, he had a good spring. A lot of people are going to get beat by Bond over the top this year. Yeah, he had a good spring. I think he's a better fit probably for what Texas is wanting to do over on the field. You know, the field's going to cover a lot of space. He's got to be a little bit faster. I didn't like seeing Brooks over 200 pounds or, you know, over 205 pounds. That's just a lot of weight to carry at the position. Normally you're going to see safeties that size. But I think you've got, you know, they've got a number of options. Jahdae Barron, I think Jahdae Barron could play corner. I've always felt Jahdae Barron could play corner. I don't think he ever moved from corner to star. Because he lacked cornerback ability. I think it was just they like to play a cornerback at star. That's the whole reason he's there. Jalen Gilbo's had a very good spring, very good offseason in total. So I think they've got a lot of options, and maybe they even add another one.
Ian, I feel like that this is where we bring you in. You wrote pretty extensively about what the Texas Longhorns could do, putting Jahdae Barron at corner if they needed to. Like Eric mentioned, Jalen Gilbo having a good spring, Austin Jordan providing depth. Behind him has made that an option, correct? And one that you think could be maybe, you know, there's a lot of time in the portal window, a lot of time until preseason camp starts, but that may be the first thing they turn to. Like if there, as Sark likes to say, if there was a game tomorrow, they might turn to that. But why do you think that would be a successful option for Pete Kwiatkowski and the Texas defense?
Well, I think he's the best defensive back on the team. Jahdae Barron is, it's notable that they had Gilbo and Jordan getting so many reps this spring at star. It kind of seems like this might have been in the works all along. And maybe they would have just moved Barron back there in the fall. They said that, hey, we know what we got with Barron. We don't need to play him too much. Also possible because he was recovering from some injuries. But you wonder if this was always the plan. He could be an NFL draft pick. We thought he'd be an NFL draft pick last year, and he wasn't. Part of the reason may have been that film at nickel doesn't impress as much at film at star. The only reason he was playing star was because Texas needed a real guy there. It's not because he can't play corner, like Eric is saying. I think he might be immediately the best cornerback on the team.
I don't know about
hard,
that.
It's hard to feel now because Muhammad has gotten so good, right? But I think top two, with or without Brooks on the roster, I think Barron would have been one of the best two corners on the team. And as far, you know, looking into the portal, you wonder if maybe they want somebody with a little bit of eligibility that can be a bridge to Kobe Black, Warren Roberson, the other incoming freshmen, right? Because those guys may need a year or so before they're really ready to just completely own the cornerback room.
Eric, I'm curious maybe what you heard about some of the other guys who are in that cornerback room over the course of the spring. We just mentioned Muhammad and Gavin Holmes at the top. That leaves Kobe Black, who had his ups and downs in the spring game, Warren Roberson, who's in his second year. There are some – what are you hearing about other players who are still here who, until a portal addition is made, if one at all, that could possibly help out with this problem?
We're hearing a lot of good things about Warren Roberson in the offseason before spring ball, just his athleticism, a lot of upside, a lot of athletic upside for the position. However, he had a pretty quiet spring, more quiet than I was expecting. I was thinking before spring ball started that he might be able to emerge as one of the top three cornerbacks, but Holmes held him off. And now Brooks is gone. We'll see if they try to expedite him a little bit more. I just think they got to go with Barron. I don't think Kobe Black is quite ready, and it doesn't have anything to do with that play against Wingo. It's just a hard position to play right out of the gates. There's not a lot of Manny Muhammads that are so mentally advanced. That it's not, Manny's a good athlete. Manny's not some exceptional revolutionary athlete. He's just a good athlete. But what sets him apart is his mindset, his ability to process, his field awareness, his football IQ. Wardell Mack is not ready yet either. You got Santana Wilson coming in. He's got the pedigree, and I think he's got really good athleticism. But if we're not expecting Kobe Black and Wardell Mack to log a lot of snaps, I think it'd be really hard to say the same that Santana Wilson would start or would have a lot of snaps this season coming in so late. It's just a tough position. So I think they need to go with. I think they need to try to find somebody out of the portal. But I also would still put Barron there if Gilbo can hold up at star.
Ian, there's a guy we haven't mentioned in all this. It is a transfer portal addition that Texas did make during the winter window, and that is that's also Andrew Makuba. And I don't think he would factor in at the corner discussion, but he played enough, of Clemson's version of star to where maybe he could be an option there. We talked a lot about Gilbo and the positive spring that he had and Jordan providing good depth. Could Makuba maybe – facilitate Texas moving Barron out to corner? Would he be an option there, or is that kind of robbing one position safety to pay another?
I think he definitely could. It's hard to know if he's like in the top two or in the top three at safety right now. Seems like it's Taft, Williams, and Makuba, and I'm not sure which two win, or maybe it doesn't super matter. But in the spring game, Gilbo looked as good as everybody said he'd looked all throughout practice. And Austin Jordan, Eric kept reporting that he was looking good in practices as well. Austin Jordan made a bunch of plays in the spring game at star. He had a pass breakup on a blitz. He was blowing up perimeter blocks on screens. Nearly got to Wingo on that double pass. So I think they're really in great shape at star. Whether or not they would have wanted to move. I mean, if they weren't moving Barron, you'd be worried about the portal with one of these other guys. Because Jordan and Gilbo and Makuba all deserve playing time based on their quality. And it's going to be a lot easier to get snaps for all of them now if Barron moves like we suspect he might.
I'm trying to look up who the On3's top available transfer portal cornerbacks are. And there's a lot of questions we've seen in the chat about Takario Davis. And Eric, that's someone I think, if we remember right, they kicked the tires on during the winter window, correct?
I don't know how much they kicked the tires on him. I mean, his name was speculated a lot back then. I haven't heard his name as a tangible target yet. Obviously now we need to circle back on that question with this new opening. I'm going to figure it out. That's why, that's why we do what we do. We'll get on the phone with some people. I've already been on the phone with some people. I actually heard there was some good news today about them being able to keep a player that they were a little worried about. That's a very good player. So retainment is just as important as acquisitions. I'm not worried about it. I think Jeff Cook was that his name, the guy that had the very first comment in this chat. I think he nailed it right. When he said that Texas is in a good place, this is just the nature of the beast these days. I'm not worried about it, especially with Barron coming back. Now, if they didn't have Barron, we'd be sounding a different alarm.
Yeah.
I think I researched a little bit on Takario. He entered the portal. He's not withdrawn. And sometimes that means that a compliance department is being lazy. But I think he's still in the portal and yet also showing up at Arizona spring practices under Brent Brennan. So maybe trying to do – get the best of both worlds. I don't know how much he's participating. But I don't know if that door is fully shut, at least to the portal market at large, maybe not to Texas specifically. Looking at the on three rankings of available corners, there's Cormani McClain, and you get everything associated with what is going on with him. Another interesting name, I thought it interesting, was Trishon Devones from Duncanville, and was one of Rice's top corners this past season and had some good stats. But I mean,
how big is that kid at Rice?
He's listed at 6'0", 165 on three. I'll have to double check what his Rice listing was. He visited Notre Dame. We had some friends who cover Notre Dame ask about him. He got to go check out the Fighting Irish's spring game. But that kind of just looking at the top list kind of shows where we are in this process and where Texas may be as well.
Well, they'll know the Rice kid. They'll have that kid scouted from playing them last year. You know, in the last portal, you know, they got a couple players that they had familiarity with: Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond, Amari Niblack. So that kid, if they need a corner and that kid's good enough, then you know they'll be all over it. You'd think a Rice kid and Duncanville would be a match made in heaven, but it just depends on if he's good enough. Like we wrote a couple weeks ago, last week. They're going to be proactive, and they're going to look at guys. Maybe the position isn't an exact need, but maybe they can make it better. And so, you know, they'll keep all options open. I wouldn't be surprised by a defensive back or a linebacker. You know, it's still what we got, 7 days, another week left of the portal being open. So I think we're headed for a surprise or two.
We've got analysis over on InsideTexas.com from Eric about where Texas might look. To head to InsideTexas.com, read that article. Use the promo code IT1. You can get 2 months of InsideTexas.com for $1. Here on April 23rd, 2 months from now, is June 23rd, and that's the tail end of Texas' big official visit weekend. You're going to want to get all the intel leading up to that, and we know you're going to want to stick around after that. So head to InsideTexas.com. We'll have as many updates as we can unearth on the portal situation at cornerback, other positions, even some hoop stuff going on in the next few days. So head to Inside Texas. Ian, Eric, thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.